With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed the new two-year state budget into law early this morning. The Wisconsin Senate and Assembly rushed to get the spending plan to Evers so that funding levels could be set before the U.S. Congress could enact new limits that would impact Wisconsin hospitals. Evers signed the bill less than an hour after the Assembly sent the governor the final bill. Lawmakers were rushing Wednesday to pass the plan and get it signed into law before federal law changes take effect that could cost Wisconsin hospitals $1.5 billion. The two-year spending plan would affect nearly every person in the battleground state. Income taxes would be cut for working people and retirees, and sales taxes would be eliminated on residential electric bills. Governor Evers, who has broad partial veto powers, promised not to kill any portions of the bill he agreed to with Republicans. In a concession to the Democratic governor, Republicans agreed to spend more money on special education services in K-12 schools, subsidize child care costs, and give the universities of Wisconsin its biggest increase in nearly two decades. Wisconsin's more than a century-old abortion ban has been struck down by the state Supreme Court. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
A Wisconsin abortion ban that's been on the books for 176 years has been struck down by the state Supreme Court, with the court ruling 4-3 that a newer state law that criminalizes abortions only after a fetus can survive outside the womb supersedes the old law. State lawmakers adopted the old ban in 1849, making it a felony when anyone other than the mother, quote, intentionally destroys the life of an unborn child, end quote. The law was in effect until the U.S. Supreme Court passed Roe v. Wade in 1973, but conservative Wisconsin legislators argued that the nullifying of Roe v. Wade in 2022 reactivated the old state abortion ban. The state attorney general, a Democrat, filed a lawsuit, and on Wednesday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court's liberal majority struck down the 176-year-old abortion ban. I'm Donna Warder.
The Vilas County Health Department issued a health advisory for Big Arborvita Lake Beach. There's currently a blue-green algae bloom near the beach off Buckhorn Road. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Some species of blue-green algae can produce toxins that may cause illness in both humans and animals. Health advisory signs will be posted at the beach and other relevant public access points. Exposure can happen through ingesting contaminated water, inhaling aerosolized droplets, or direct skin contact with algae or surface scum. Symptoms in people range from nausea and abdominal cramps to skin rashes and respiratory irritation. Pets and wildlife can die from severe cases. Symptoms typically appear within minutes to hours after exposure. The health department advises people to avoid swimming, wading, or letting pets in water where blue-green algae is present. If you or your pet experience symptoms that could be related to blue-green algae exposure, you're encouraged to contact your healthcare provider or veterinarian. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The Wisconsin DNR is making a plea to ATV and UTV riders ahead of the 4th of July holiday to ride safely. 19 people have been killed in ATV and UTV crashes so far this year. Their ages range from just 10 years old to 97. Most of them were not wearing seatbelts or helmets, and alcohol and speed were also contributing factors. Jake Holzclaw is a Wisconsin DNR conservation warden.
You always want to drive sober. So wait to celebrate, wait to drink till you're done riding for the day. It's the safest thing you can do.
If you were born after January 1, 1988, you are required to take a safety course in person or online. Trial dates are set for the teen accused of lashing out against a Lincoln Hills counselor, causing his death. Corey Pruhl died from his injuries suffered at the facility in Lincoln County. Mike Leishner reports.
Court records show Javarius Hurd will face a three-week trial February 2nd through the 20th, 2026. Investigators say he had just thrown a cup of soapy water at another officer, then fled to the courtyard where Corey Pruhl tried to restrain him. The boy allegedly beat Prue, who fell and hit his head on a hard surface. He died from his injuries at a nearby hospital. Hurd is now facing charges for reckless homicide and battery by prisoners. Pre-trial hearings will be held in October and November.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. The central U.S. has been hit particularly hard by tornadoes this year. So far, 2025 has had the second most tornado reports in the last 15 years of records. Wisconsin has recorded 22 tornadoes so far this year. On average, the state has 23 tornadoes total. Dan Chavas is a professor of atmospheric science at Purdue University.
It's been a pretty violent year. We've had quite a number of tornado outbreaks that have resulted in tornadoes that have caused pretty widespread damage and quite a lot of deaths.
Chavas says climate change seems to be pushing tornadoes east and into cooler months of the year. But there has not been an increase in particularly strong tornadoes in recent years, and increases of weak tornadoes could be thanks to better detection technology. Governor Tony Evers has signed two bipartisan bills to boost nuclear power in Wisconsin. One bill signed Wednesday allocates $2 million for a study to identify the best site for a nuclear fusion power plant. The other establishes a board to advance nuclear and fusion technology and plans a summit in 2028. Evers said that nuclear power could help combat climate change and reduce carbon emissions. The bills focus on nuclear fusion rather than fission, the nuclear reaction that powers current nuclear reactors and produces radioactive waste. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.